walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com.
Your challenge, if you choose to accept it, is this.
Let's go!
Show up on day one, work out with us for 30 minutes, feel good right away.
Yo!
Repeat 5 days a week for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
5 workouts a week.
We're a body, and we call that a body block.
You pick the block, and you're gonna love the experience.
On week four, this part is really important. Take the week off. Seriously, we mean it. Rest, go on vacation, or try something new. Maybe some yoga.
Notice you're not holding on to any tension here.
Or a dance class.
Get sexy with it, daddy.
You do you. And then start again.
Be committed to this process.
Choose a new body block each month. Get a new challenge each month. Have fun every day. Avoid burnout.
You're not going to quit on yourself today.
This is how you reach your goals. You in?
There is nothing that we can't do if we work together.
Sign up for your first body block today. Visit body.com for a free trial. That's BODI.com.
Are you ready to get started?
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to this edition Up at the Rim. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA, the National Basketball Association. Coming up on this edition of the program, we have a recap of a wild and an exciting finish in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. For those of you that missed it, man, it was outstanding. We're going to recap it and then some. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with the Eastern Conference Finals between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. This has been a wild and wacky series. Game one, Miami wins 123-116, close game. Game two, another close game, Miami wins 111-105. Miami leads the series 2-0. Series shifts to Miami. Game three, the Heat have no problem. They take care of business 128-102. Miami leads the series 3-0 with a chance to sweep the series. Boston and Miami, guess what? Boston steals one, 116-99. Miami leads the series 3-1. Game five, guess what? Same scenario. Boston wins 110-97. The series shifts back to Boston. They handled their business. Miami now leads the series 3-2. So in this game six, in this wild and wacky and crazy series between these two teams and this rivalry that has gone on for over 2 decades now, Derrick White, my goodness, Derrick White, I'm going to get to him in just one moment, but in a wild and wacky finish, there have been some crazy games in this Celtics-Heat rivalry for a long time. Boston came out dominating for really the game for the first 3 quarters. Boston dominated. However, the fourth quarter, Miami was able to find it. Jimmy Butler didn't have a great game, but he was able to get key buckets when necessary. Duncan Robinson hit some key shots. Also, Bam Adebayo contributed on the defensive side late in the contest. He got some key buckets from Caleb Martin in this game, as well as the rebounding side of things. But man, Derrick White came in and handled his business in a major way, giving Boston a 104-103 victory in game six. So of all the names that have been in this historic rivalry, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, Udonis Haslam, the list goes on in this rivalry that's gone back for over 2 decades between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. This is a continuation of this great rivalry, and what Derek White did to get the layup, have a buzzer beater to win the game for the Boston Celtics. But man, this has just been a strange series, a topsy-turvy series at best, and this just continues to add to this great rivalry between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. My next storyline is going to be Derek White. Derek White, if you've watched the Boston Celtics for quite a while now, you know that Derek White's, his playing style is tough, aggressive, a good three-point shooter, and on top of that, being a solid defender. Those are just some of the things that come to my mind when I think of Derek White's player profile. I think of him as, again, as I said before, a scrappy defender, someone that he gives his all on every play, a solid rebounder. Derek White is just a good and a efficient player, and Derek White came through in a major way, scoring a buzzer beater to win game 6 for the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. If you missed this, we have the audio. It's courtesy of the NBA, TNT, and Turner Sports. Kevin Harlan, Reggie Miller, Stan Van Gundy all on a call. Here's how the game ended, and here's Derek White scoring the game winner for the Celtics.
White will inbound. It's off the Smart for the seventh game. Now, it may have been tipped in, but the buzzer sounded. The White was on. It'll be reviewed.
I don't think he got that in time. Great effort by Derek White.
And didn't I say you have...
Oh, they're saying on the floor. They're counting it.
You have to protect the offensive rebounding.
Oh, he got
all
rid of it.
He sure did.
That's a Celtic win, and we're going to game 7.
The Celtics are going to win. There's a game 7 back in Boston.
Ruling on the floor is good basket. The play's under review.
White!
What a finish to this game.
Stunned. People here are absolutely stunned. A rush shot that went in and out, by the way, by Marcus Smart. That's what allowed Derek White the offensive rebounding opportunity. Bucket good. We're headed to Beantown.
For a game 7 in what has been an improbable Eastern Conference Final. And Boston becomes the fourth team ever down 3-0 to force a game 7.
And the first one of those teams to get a shot to complete it at home. The other 3 were on the road.
White got it. Game-winning basket. White finishes with 11.
All right, that audio courtesy again of the NBA, TNT, and Turner Sports. And on the call again, that was Kevin Harlan, Stan Van Gundy, and Reggie Miller. And Boston Celtics guard Derek White scoring a buzzer beater to win the game 6 for the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. Again, the final score, Boston 105, Miami 103. So again, in the sequence, Marcus Smart got the ball, attempted a jumper. He missed it. It was in and out. Derek White was able to get the offensive rebound, get the put back in just before the buzzer went off, and that's how it happened in that sequence. And man, as I stated earlier, then we've seen some great moments in the Celtics Heat rivalry, and you can add this play to some of the great memories and the great moments in the Celtics Heat rivalry between these two respected teams in the Eastern Conference. Derek White has been a key piece for the Boston Celtics for the last several years now. And again, it's his solid shooting. It's his defense. It's his scrappiness. It's his aggressiveness. It's his toughness. This is what makes Derek White a key component to the Boston Celtics and their success for, say, the last 3, maybe almost 4 years now. And he is definitely, he's not a liability. He is definitely an asset to the Boston Celtics. And man, game 7 is going to be one for the ages, I expect, in Boston. And that leads to my last storyline, game 7. 2 words that every broadcaster, every sports fan loves, game 7. when you think of game sevens, you think of a game seven as something that can be magnificent, a game that symbolizes not just the end of a great series, but it could be the ending of something magical. And I think this is what we're going to see in game seven between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. Two teams that have, again, as I stated earlier, it's been a topsy-turvy series, but what we just had with this game six, an exciting and an intriguing game seven. We've seen some deciding games in this rivalry between the Celtics and the Heat, and I think this game seven on Monday, Memorial Day, will be no exception to the rule. Game seven, again, this is what every broadcaster loves. This is what every professional sports fan loves. People dream of a series coming down to the end. And this is what we're going to get. This is what the NBA playoffs are all about. It's about the drama. It's about the suspense. And we got it in game six. This game seven is going to be one for the ages. I cannot wait. Memorial Day is going to be fantastic. And this game seven, in my opinion, is going to be fantastic, continuing in this great rivalry between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you a recap of the thrilling, fantastic, and exciting game six between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim. And we'll leave you now once again with, again, audio courtesy of the NBA, TNT, and Turner Sports. Kevin Harlan, Stan Van Gundy, and Reggie Miller on the call of Derek White throwing the game-winning bucket for the Celtics. We'll be right back.
White will inbound. It's off to Smart for the seventh game. Now, Kamigan kicked in, but the buzzer sounded. The White was on. It'll be reviewed.
I don't think he got that in time. Great effort by Derek White.
And didn't I say you have...
Well, they're saying on the floor, they're counting it.
You have to protect the offensive rebounding.
Oh, he got rid of it.
He sure did.
Celtic win, and we're going to game seven.
The Celtics are going to win. There's a game seven back in Boston.
Ruling on the floor is good basket. The play's under review.
White!
What a finish to this game.
Stunned. People here are absolutely stunned. A rush shot that went in and out, by the way, by Marcus Smart. That's what allowed Derek White the offensive rebounding opportunity. Bucket good. We're headed to Beantown.
For a game seven and what has been an improbable Eastern Conference final. And Boston becomes the fourth team ever down 3-0 to force a game seven.
And the first one of those teams to get a shot to complete it at home. The other three were on the road.
White got it. Game-winning basket. White finishes with 11.
Your challenge, if you choose to accept it, is this.
Let's go! Let's go!
Show up on day one, work out with us for 30 minutes, feel good right away.
Yo!
Repeat 5 days a week for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
5 workouts a week.
We're a body, and we call that a body block.
You pick the block, and you're gonna love the experience.
On week four, this part is really important. Take the week off. Seriously, we mean it. Rest, go on vacation, or try something new. Maybe some yoga.
Notice you're not holding on to any tension here.
Or a dance class.
Get sexy with it, daddy.
You do you. And then start again.
Be committed to this process.
Choose a new body block each month. Get a new challenge each month. Have fun every day. Avoid burnout.
You're not going to quit on yourself today.
This is how you reach your goals. You in?
There is nothing that we can't do if we work together.
Sign up for your first body block today. Visit body.com for a free trial. That's BODI.com.
Are you ready to get started?
You will fail. So what? Everybody does. But your gym, your watch, your yoga pants, they pretend you won't. So when you miss a day, eat the pancakes. Give up on a workout? You failed? Seriously, what the hell? We're BODI. We've been a part of that too, but not anymore. At Body, we're rejecting perfection and embracing reality. Not in a Pizza Monday kind of way, in a loving your whole life kind of way. In a, this workout is fun and it's okay if I take a week off kind of way. In an, I'm eating healthy and it's okay if I indulge kind of way. In a, I like myself no matter what kind of way. Yeah, you will fail. We all will. But we're not going to let that be the end. You see that? We're already making progress. So let's keep going. We are Body. Start your free trial at body.com. That's BODI.com. Your challenge, if you choose to accept it, is this.
Let's go! Let's go!
Show up on day one, work out with us for 30 minutes, feel good right away.
Yo!
Repeat 5 days a week for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
5 workouts a week.
We're Body, and we call that a body block.
You pick the block, and you're going to love the experience.
On week four, this part is really important. Take the week off. Seriously, we mean it. Rest. Go on vacation. Or try something new. Maybe some yoga.
Notice you're not holding on to any tension here.
Or a dance class.
Get sexy with it, daddy.
You do you. And then start again.
Be committed to this process.
Choose a new body block each month. Get a new challenge each month. Have fun every day. Avoid burnout.
You're not going to quit on yourself today.
This is how you reach your goals. You in?
There is nothing that we can't do if we work together.
Sign up for your first body block today. Visit body.com for a free trial. That's BODI.com.
Are you ready to get started?
Get on top of it before they do. Every 24 minutes, tipped furniture or a falling TV sends an injured child to the emergency room. Preventing tip-over incidents is easy, inexpensive, and only takes 5 minutes. Learn how to secure your furniture and TVs to protect children at anchorit.gov.
You will fail. So what? Everybody does. But your gym, your watch, your yoga pants, they pretend you won't. So when you miss a day, eat the pancakes. Give up on a workout? You failed? Seriously, what the hell? We're Body. We've been a part of that too, but not anymore. At Body, we're rejecting perfection and embracing reality. Not in a Pizza Monday kind of way, in a loving your whole life kind of way. In a, this workout is fun and it's okay if I take a week off kind of way. In an, I'm eating healthy and it's okay if I indulge kind of way. In a, I like myself no matter what kind of way. Yeah, you will fail. We all will. But we're not going to let that be the end. You see that? We're already making progress. So let's keep going. We are Body. Start your free trial at body.com. That's BODI.com. Your challenge, if you choose to accept it, is this.
Let's go! Let's go!
Show up on day one, work out with us for 30 minutes, feel good right away.
Yo!
Repeat 5 days a week for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
5 workouts a week.
We're Body, and we call that a body block.
You pick the block, and you're gonna love the experience.
On week four, this part is really important. Take the week off. Seriously, we mean it. Rest. Go on vacation. Or try something new. Maybe some yoga.
Notice you're not holding on to any tension here.
Or a dance class.
Get sexy with it, daddy.
You do you. And then start again.
Be committed to this process.
Choose a new body block each month. Get a new challenge each month. Have fun every day. Avoid burnout.
You're not going to quit on yourself today.
This is how you reach your goals. You in?
There is nothing that we can't do if we work together.
Sign up for your first body block today. Visit body.com for a free trial. That's BODI.com.
Are you ready to get started?
The ghost pepper has a reputation. So does a ghost pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's ghost pepper wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
The ghost pepper has a reputation. So does a ghost pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's ghost pepper wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
As a veteran, you've stepped up to challenges in the past. And now, you're ready to take on the next one. With ODU Global, you can earn the online degree you need for the career you want. So what are you waiting for? Get the boost you need for bigger things. Join the ODU Global family today.
Leftovers. Or the DMV.
Number 97.
Or house cleaning. Or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. So now let's recap Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. So Game 6, again, the final score, Boston 104, Miami 103. And again, this was in part, again, to Derek White scoring the game winner for the Boston Celtics in a thrilling finish, a buzzer beater. Again, Marcus Smart attempted a shot, inbounds pass. He missed it. The shot went in and out. Derek White grabbed the offensive rebound, put it in, and beat the clock just as time expired. So here it is once again, the audio courtesy of the NBA, TNT, and Turner Sports. Here's Kevin Harlan, Reggie Miller, and Stan Van Gundy on the call.
White will inbound. It's off the Smart for the seventh game.
I don't think he got that in time. Great effort by Derek White.
And didn't I say you have?
Oh, they're saying on the floor. They're counting it.
You have to protect the offensive rebounding.
Oh, he got
all
rid of it.
He sure did.
That's a Celtic win, and we're going to Game 7.
The Celtics are going to win. There's a Game 7 back in Boston.
Ruling on the floor is good basket. The play's under review.
White!
What a finish to this game.
Stunned. People here are absolutely stunned. A rush shot that went in and out, by the way, by Marcus Smart. That's what allowed Derek White the offensive rebounding opportunity. Bucket good. We're headed to Beantown
for a game seven and what has been an improbable Eastern Conference final. And Boston becomes the fourth team ever down 3-0 to force a game seven.
And the first one of those teams to get a shot to complete it at home. The other three were on the road.
White got it. Game-winning basket. White finishes with 11.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA, TNT, and Turner Sports. Here's Derek White at the end of the game talking about the buzzer beater and just what it meant to him.
Happy we won. Whatever it takes, we got our back against the wall. Happy we won. I mean, we're a resilient group. We pick each other up. We fight for each other. And I mean, job isn't done yet. We got a tough one in game seven, and we got to find a way to get one more win here. I'm just happy. We ain't done yet. So far, so good.
All right, that audio again, courtesy of the NBA, TNT, and Turner Sports. And as you heard Derek say, they've got one more. It's not over. They've got game seven going back to Boston, and they've got business, still more business to be handled. And I tell you what, again, the two words that every professional sports fan loves and every broadcaster loves is a game seven. And I can't wait. I know the listeners out there, you listening to this show, I know you can't wait either. And like Derek said, still not done yet. One more to go, and they got to handle their business. And speaking of somebody that's been starting to handle his business in this series in these last three games, Boston Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla. Here he is at the end of the game.
Yeah, really just tried to get it to a spot where we can take one or two dribbles and get a shot. And they did a good job of denying with the inbounder, which is always a hard read. But at the end of the games like that, you know, we always, our guys talk about just crashing at the end of the game, giving them a chance. And D-White made a great play. Smart made a great play getting open to get a shot off. And, you know, D-White made a great play. I had no idea. No.
Well, nothing?
Game seven. Yeah, they're just resilient. You know, I've said it throughout the year, that's one of the best locker rooms I've ever been a part of. It starts with them. They have a togetherness. They have a connectivity. And, you know, they just, at the hardest times, they, you know, stick by each other. And they've done that for a long time. And so credit to them. Just figure it out. Just make plays. You know, each guy on that team just made plays down the stretch. And, you know, obviously you have to have some luck on your side. They missed some open shots. We missed some open shots. But you just got to stay in the fight and make the next best play you can. And I thought each guy on the team did that. Faith. Love, togetherness, physicality, belief, hope, all those things combined. But it starts with the locker room. So those guys had a choice to make, and they chose to believe in each other.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Boston Celtics. And you heard what Boston Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla said. It was all about faith, the determination, the perseverance to stay in this series and to get the series tied at 3 games apiece. Excuse me, to send it back to Boston for a game seven. And just at the beginning, you heard him describing the play and just amazed at how it just how it went in. And he said, just the focus is now game seven. And just to continue on about Derek White in the game winning shot and looking forward to game seven is Boston Celtics player Jaylen Brown. Here he is at the end of the game.
It all happened so fast, I couldn't really tell. I know Smart shot it, and I thought it was good. And then Derek White, like a flash of lightning, just came out of nowhere and saved the day, man. It was just incredible play. Excited, grateful. You know, it means nothing if we come and lay an egg on our own floor, so... still focused, you know, but excited that we came here and did what we said we was going to do. It gives you a supreme boost in confidence, man. It don't get too much worse than being down 0-3. Like, we feel like we've been in hell and back So, you know, we feel like we can face any adversity that gets thrown at us in the duration of a game or duration of a season or in a postseason. So it all means nothing if we don't come out and give our best effort on our home floor on Monday night.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Boston Celtics. And you heard Celtics player Jaylen Brown just saying that it's just he's still in a state of shock about Derek White's game-winning bucket and about the energy and the fever pitch going into Game 7 on Memorial Day on Monday night. And they're ready. Jaylen says they're ready, and he's expecting a raucous crowd in Beantown. And speaking of a raucous crowd and speaking of, again, still in just shock over the game-winning shot and looking forward to Game 7 on Monday night, Jason Tatum. Jason, again, had a sensational Game 6. He finished with 31 points. Here he is at the end of the game.
Ooh-wee.
Oh, my God. That was incredible. We drew up a play. They kind of took the way that, I was trying to get the ball. Jimmy and Shrews jumped out to me, Smart, came in and shot it, and we just crashed the glass. And everything was like a blur after that. D. White tipped it in, but, that felt like the longest 10 seconds ever waiting for confirmation if he made it or not. I'm still, in disbelief. That shit was crazy. I'm glad we got another chance, another opportunity. It's far from over. Still an uphill battle, but I feel good to give yourself another chance, another opportunity. Right now I'm just excited that we just gave ourselves another chance, right? We didn't play well the first three games. We didn't deserve to win, whatever you want to say. We really took it one game at a time. And, series is not over, right? We still got a big game Monday. But the grit that we showed to get to this moment, I'm proud of that. I'm proud to be on this team. And I've never been so excited to go back to Boston in my life. And I cannot wait to see all the fans on Monday because it's going to be fun.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Boston Celtics. And you heard what Jason Tatum said. Jason said, man, he's just can't believe that Derek White made that game-winning shot. And he said he has never looked so forward and so excited about going back to Boston, specifically for Game 7 that's going to be coming up on Monday night, Memorial Day. And certainly, Jason feels the anticipation. I mean, you can cut the anticipation with a knife, and certainly the anticipation for Game 7 in Boston is going to be one for the ages, and that's how Jason described it towards the end of the audio, is just saying that it's going to be one for the ages. He cannot wait to get back to Boston for Game 7 to attempt to close out the series and beating the Miami Heat. Well, speaking of the Miami Heat, unfortunately, we have to hear from the losers now in this thrilling Game 6. Here's Miami Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra at the end of the game.
No, I mean, Max did the right thing. We're making that ball go anywhere but Jason Tatum. Ideally, you would think, you hope you do the right things, that thing just bounced a different way. That's the only place it could have bounced to hurt us. I thought we had a lot of things covered on that play, and that sometimes things just don't break your way. I don't think there's any regrets on that. It's just a shame, but look, this is the way this season's been. This is a one hell of a series. At this time right now, I don't know how we're going to get this done, but we're going to go up there and get it done. and that's what the next 48 hours is about. There's been nothing easy about this season for our group, and so we just have to do it the hard way. And that's just the way it's got to be, you know, for our group. And we wish we could tip this thing off right now. Right now, we want to tip this thing off, and let's play another 48 minutes, but we'll wait 48 hours and do this thing in Boston.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Miami Heat. And Coach Bolstra, again, in disbelief on how the game ended with the game-winning shot by Derek White, and saying that he's ready to tip off right now for Game 7. He wants to tip off again, but they're going to have to do it on Monday night in Beantown on Memorial Day. And, man, that's a tough way to lose this, tough way to lose a game, and now they have to go back to the East Coast and try to right those wrongs and hopefully try to win the series on the home court of the Boston Celtics. And let's stay with the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler, tough game for him, made some key buckets towards the end of the game, but it just wasn't enough. Here's Jimmy at the end of the game.
Basketball for you. Basketball is fine. It's very, very, very entertaining. But that's good basketball. And I believe, as we all do, like, you're going to get the same test until you pass it, I swear. We're in the same position last year, and we can do it. I know that we will do it. We got to go on the road and win in a very, very, very tough environment. But we're capable of it, so let's get busy. Let them know that as good or as bad as we played tonight, we still lost, so we still got a job to do at the end of the day. And we will be in this thing together, home, away, on the road. And if, like I told the guys on the bench, I told the guys in the locker room that if I play better, we're not even in this position, honestly speaking. And I will be better, and that's what makes me smile, because those guys follow my lead. So when I'm playing better, I think we're playing better as a whole. I tell them, ain't nothing that you can do about it now. All you can do is move on. But I'm honestly, I'm proud of the guys to never give up, fight to the very end, and giving us a chance to win this basketball game. Didn't go our way, part of it. It hasn't been going our way a lot this year. So this is nothing new. We got to go on the road and do something special. But we got a special group, so why not it be us? I mean, we pride ourselves on being able to do that. I don't know the quote, but Spo probably does. The most well-conditioned, most professional, name it, we're all of that. This is what we do, what we do every single day in the off-season, in the preseason, during the regular season four, is to be able to be tired and still figure out a way to win, be tired, still be able to execute. We have to be able to do that now of all times. I think we will.
All right, that audio courtesy of the Indians and the Miami Heat. And I tell you one thing, Jimmy Butler, when you think of Jimmy Butler, you think of grit, you think of determination, and you think of toughness. And if anybody that's going to be prepared for a Game 7 is going to be Jimmy Butler, a.k.a. Playoff Jimmy, a.k.a. Jimmy Buckets, because as Jimmy talked about, just the spirit of playoff basketball, the spirit of competitiveness. And Jimmy also was asked about the conditioning of his team and how he's well-conditioned. And Jimmy said, look, we're well-conditioned. We're ready to go. We're ready to get going for this Game 7. And as I stated earlier, if anybody is going to be more amped up and more jacked up for a Game 7, it would be Jimmy Butler, a.k.a. Playoff Jimmy, a.k.a. Jimmy Bucket. So that's Jimmy giving his thoughts on Derek White's game-winning shot and, of course, looking ahead to Game 7 on Memorial Day on Monday night. So it's going to be a great one with Game 7 between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics at the TD Bank Garden. But again, the final score in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals, the Boston Celtics 104, the Miami Heat 103. For the winning team, the Boston Celtics' Jason Tatum was the leading scorer with a double-double, 31 points, 12 rebounds. Jaylen Brown, he had a double-double too, 26 points, 10 rebounds. Marcus Smart finishing with 21 points, and Derek White finishing with 11 points, and Robert Williams finishing with 10 points. On the losing end for the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler struggled in this game but got some key buckets towards the end. He finished with a double-double of 24 points, 11 rebounds. Caleb Martin had a double-double with 21 points, 15 rebounds. Bam Adebayo, double-double, 11 points, 13 rebounds. Gabe Vincent finished with 15 points. Max Strus finished with 10 points. And Robinson was going to finish with 13 points. So, again, what a thriller it was. And, again, that's just the spirit of the NBA playoffs. You just never know what's going to happen. And as I stated earlier in the program, we've seen so many great memories in this Celtics-Heat rivalry for a long time. And what a moment it was for Derek White hitting the game-winning shot for the Boston Celtics. And it was a great moment. And again, all I can say is that this is going to be the continuation of the rivalry between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of At the Rim. I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and until next time, you take care. And we'll leave you now with the game-winning shot. Derek White scoring the buzzer beater to win Game 6 for the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. Again, this audio courtesy of the NBA, TNT, Turner Sports. And here's Kevin Harlan, Stan Van Gundy, and Reggie Miller on the call. And until then, the Memorial Day.
White will inbound. It's off to Smart for the seventh game. Now, the Mabin tipped in, but the buzzer sounded. The White was on. It'll be reviewed.
I don't think he got that in time. Great effort by Derek White.
And didn't I say you have?
Oh, they're saying on the floor. They're counting it.
You have to protect the offensive rebounding.
Oh, he got
all
rid of it.
He sure did.
The Celtics win, and we're going to Game 7.
The Celtics are going to win. There's a Game 7 back in Boston.
Rooney on the floor is good basket. The play's under review.
White!
What a finish to this game.
Stunned. People here are absolutely stunned. A rush shot that went in and out, by the way, by Marcus Smart. That's what allowed Derek White the offensive rebounding opportunity. Bucket good. We're headed to Beantown.
For a Game 7 in what has been an improbable Eastern Conference Final. And Boston becomes the fourth team ever down 3-0 to force a Game 7.
And the first one of those teams to get a shot to complete it at home. The other three were on the road.
White got it. Game-winning basket. White finishes with 11.
The Ghost Pepper has a reputation. So does a Ghost Pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's Ghost Pepper wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning. Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Ghost Pepper has a reputation. So does a ghost pepper wing that doesn't send you into tears make any sense? Does to us. That's why Popeye's Ghost Pepper wings are the perfect balance of flavor and fire. Popeye starts with intensely craveable flavor, adds the right amount of kick to keep things interesting, not inferno-ing, and then offers them at only $5 for 6 pieces. Because in New Orleans, we like to taste our food, not cry over it. Call us crazy.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Additional terms apply.
Leftovers. Or the DMV.
Number
97. Or house cleaning. Or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.